Good morning. Good morning. I hope you're ready for this one. You may not be, but I sure am. I am, let's just say, hot and bothered. I'm hot and bothered. I'm disturbed. I'm over it. And it all has to do with me. And I'm coming to you probably at 4:30 in the morning. I've been tossing and turning all night. I've been agitated. And I have been, let's just say, stressed. I am holding back. And I can't live with myself anymore. I'm holding back. I'm playing small. I'm hedging. I'm not speaking fully. I am trying to please others. I'm not stepping up to the plate. I'm not showing up with the kind of confidence and passion, enthusiasm, and let's just put it bluntly, truth that I know I have to share with the world. And I just pressed record because I gotta believe that there are some of you out there that feel the same way, if not a lot of you, especially women. We hold back, we play small, we shut down. All last week I talked about freedom. And you know, there are times of clarity when I really get it, right? We all get it. We feel it. We feel free. We know where we're blocked. This, for me, is a huge obstacle that I just have to share with you because it may be true for you. I hold back because I get concerned with what other people are going to say. I hold back because I want things to be perfect. I hold back because I don't want to be judged. And what it does is it causes me extraordinary suffering. The suffering that is silent, the suffering that creeps up in the middle of the night and it grips my system. And I toss and I turn and my heart rate is up. The suffering because I know I'm not living in my full authentic truth. I am not living out loud, as my friend Brooke Thomas talks about. Are you living out loud? I don't have an answer for you, but I'm just exploring with you, side by side, that when you feel disturbance, when you feel that quiet grip around your heart, when you wake up in the middle of the night and your mind is racing, there's something that you are not expressing out there. There's something you're holding back. And so if I can use my awful, uncomfortable experience to start to lodge free or dislodge, or starting to even let the tremble become a roar in your own life, then it will be worth it. What am I holding back? All right, I'm going to tell you. I hold back my joy of life. I hold back how deeply I want to help others. I hold back what I am doing right now, the business I am building. And I'm going to tell it to you right now. This is it. This is the big unveiling that I have been holding back. I am building an empire. I am building a mental wellness, mental fitness empire with a company called Amari Global. They are an early stage network marketing company that is focused on the gut-brain connection, the new science, the paradigm shifting science around the gut microbiome and our mental health and our mental fitness. I am so over the top jazzed about the work I am doing that I can't contain myself, but yet I do, and I have been, and I haven't been fully disclosing it and coming right out and saying, I want to talk to you. I want to work with you. If you are curious, if you're like, what is she talking about? I am creating financial freedom for myself and my family. I am creating mental fitness, mental wellness in myself and my family and in thousands. And I want to talk to you. If you are curious about what I am doing, if something in my voice is exciting you, well, then all you need to do is connect with me. Connect with me on any of the links in this podcast. Connect with me on social media. Email me hello@carabradley.net. It is that easy. And I've got to tell you, from this day forward, I am not going to hide the ball anymore with what I'm doing and who I'm looking for. I want to work with excited, gritty, go-getters, curious individuals that are looking for adventure and that are looking to build something massive and extraordinary and exciting and of service to the world. So, my friends, I am going to stop playing small and hiding the ball. I am going to continue to show up for you every day on these podcasts, offering you my excitement. I'm not going to pitch you every day, I promise you about that. But I had to just come out and flatly tell you what I'm doing. Because here's the deal. If I hold back, then I am not going to be living fully, authentically, and in my own truth. And I'm going to be tossing and turning at night for the rest of my life. And I can't do it. It's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for my family. So I promise you to stop it. I am stopping it. Today, what are you stopping? What are you committing to stop? How are you going to stop holding back and playing small? I want to know. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your ear. I take it very seriously, and I honor you completely. Be well.